Sure is. With Doc Wallach, we will take your calls this hour. And again, it's criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. You're doing very well slamming that site. And then call this number for toll-free information, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, how long do you think the human body can truly last without any accidents or illnesses?
The facts are that we have the ability to live to be 155. That's the life expectancy for human beings, 155 in these modern days. And, of course, it's going down because of this COVID thing.
Right.
And so it's one of those things where, again, you got to stay away from the bad stuff, take all the good stuff, use our hand sanitizer, the colloidal silver, stay away from the viruses. Getting the vaccination or not, that's everybody's different choice. But the vaccination alone won't save you. You got to get the vaccination and stay away from the bad stuff and take your supplements. Or if you're only going to do one of the two, do the supplements and stay away from the bad stuff. That'll get you a lot farther. And so that's kind of the direction I'd have people go. And so we can add 25 to 50 healthful years to their life, and that's what all these books and CDs and things are for. For instance, one of my newest books is Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods. It was a 3-year study we did in Eastern Canada. Three professional chefs, they had TV shows, and they were nagging me, saying, "Wallach, you can't be right about this gluten thing and all this stuff. You can't be right in oils, cooking and frying in oils." I said, "Well, let's do a study." So we did, and they used my recipes and for 3 years, and they were very, very surprised that everybody was happy with the taste and everything, and we were able to reduce the disease rate. And so we put a book together called Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods. It's 300 pages of gluten-free recipes, George. Okay? Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods. It is selling like crazy.
Good for you. Good for you. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Rick in Manny, Louisiana, east of the Rockies. Rick, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I'm a Coast to Coast insider. I've heard every single one of Dr. Wallach's and Pharmacist Ben's shows, and I've never heard this question before. Maybe you could help me.
All right.
66, 57, 162, great blood pressure, slight type 2 diabetes. I do take the Sweeties and the Start Pack. I've had to force myself to get things done my whole life. About 30 years ago, kind of got bad, and my doctor said, "Hey, try this Prozac." I did that for about 3 weeks, and after the 3 weeks, it started. For the next 2 or 3 months, I felt normal. I could get things done. If the car needed washing, I'd wash it. Wasn't manic, I could get things. I felt normal. After about 3 months, that started to fade. They increased the dosages. It stopped working and never worked again, and tried a few other antidepressants to see. Nothing ever worked. So to me, it's obvious that it's some type of chemical imbalance that I've got, and is there something that can help that?
Oh, absolutely. Let's see here. You weigh 162 pounds?
Yep, 5'7".
5'7", okay. That's about right. So what one should do is get rid of all the bad foods. You've heard me say it many times yet tonight, okay? No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. This will be for forever, Rick, okay? This is forever. This isn't until you feel better. This is forever. Then, at 162 pounds, I want you to have 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, the full dose of everything twice a day. It has 215 nutrients in each one of those packs. And then I want you to take our MSM, get 2 bottles of our MSM, so you can take, 3 with each meal. It's going to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, makes your bone itself. You said you had some high blood pressure.
Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, so also I want you to take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day. It's 2 bottles a month. That'll support healthy blood. If you're on medication for blood pressure, don't cold turkey off of it, but as the blood pressure drops, you can go ahead and reduce it. Same way with the diabetes. I want you to take 2 bottles a month or Sweeties, and don't cold turkey off your medication for your diabetes, but as the blood sugar drops, and it will, if you're staying away from the bad foods, so you can absorb these things, okay? And so you should be an ex-diabetic in 2 to 6 weeks, okay? And then I also want you to take our HGH. Take 3 of those twice a day. And this is for your pituitary gland and your hypothalamus, which is going to help you with your brain fog and all that kind of stuff. I also want you to eat three eggs twice a day, and they have to have soft yolks. Hard-boiled eggs won't count. Fried eggs will cause you cancer. So soft-boiled, soft yolks, soft poached, soft yolks, soft scrambling butter, so they're drippy and they pour like water, okay? And then I want you to take our collagen peptides. Go ahead and get one canister of that, so you can put a scoop in your morning drink and a scoop in your evening drink. Don't forget the Rebound or Sports drink with 100 nutrients in it, 75 minerals and 25 vitamins, amino acids to replace all the soft drinks you're drinking. And the reason why you stopped responding to the medication, you're eating gluten, and you weren't able to absorb, okay?
That's the big thing.
Medication anymore.
And, Rick, if you missed anything, call this number, 1-855-949-7234. Tell them about what time you were on, and they will take it away. Got an email in from Ramon in Kansas City. He doesn't say whether it's Kansas or Missouri, and he says he's beginning to get left-hand tremors. What's going on with him?
Okay, well, tremors, that's the only information we have. That can be caused by osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the spinal cord. Okay, most people don't realize, but your spinal cord is actually made in the brain, comes out of the back of the skull through the big hole, foramen magnum, which is Latin for big hole, and you get all kinds of stuff, tremors in your hands, you get pain in your wrists, and doctors say, oh, you got carpal tunnel syndrome, we need to do surgery, and all that kind of thing. I would also like to know if this guy has any ringing in his ears.
Just an email, Doc.
I understand. I'm just letting that question get out there. But at any rate, so that's kind of the direction I would go. The collagen peptides, a scoop of that at breakfast, a scoop at dinner time, that's one canister a month. And then the de-stress capsules, that's for the metabolism of the brain. And then I would also throw in our Synaptive. He could take three of those twice a day. It's 2 bottles a month. The Synaptive are the raw materials for your brain cells to make the biochemicals they need to have to talk to each other, their neighbor brain cells.
Could he have the early onset of Parkinson's?
All things are possible, but again, Parkinson's disease is not an autoimmune disease like, you know, people want you to believe. It's a nutritional deficiency disease, so you can catch it early stages and make it, you know, go away before it happens.
All right, let's go to Thomas in La Jolla, California. Welcome to the show. Hey, Tom.
Hi, George. Thank you very much. And Dr. Wallach, I am on your supplementation, and thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And your dietary protocol.
Okay.
One of the things that you recommend is eating a stick of butter a day to keep the doctor away. And let me expand on this. I started eating a stick of butter a day. It's non-homogenized, non-pasteurized, farm-fresh butter. I don't use it for cooking. I don't heat it. I just eat it straight with protein like raw eggs. Mm-hmm. You know, you recommend eggs. And so my question is this. Specifically, why is butter beneficial for the human body?
Okay, that's a very good question. Butter, of course, is part of milk, right? It's the fat in milk. It has some of the fat-soluble vitamins in there.
Yep.
But it also, the dairy fat has a very, very beneficial use in preventing blood clots, which is one of the more common causes of death and or debilitation or both in middle-aged or senior people. And so rather than take all these various drugs, which you bleed to death, you know, if you take too much of them, trying to prevent blood clots, which is not the right thing to do, you do what God did, okay? You have to appreciate when you look at all mammals, whether it's an elephant or a whale or a wombat or a kangaroo or a human being or a giraffe or a horse, a lion, every mammal, vertebrate, the first food for their babies is milk, which includes butter fat, okay? And it prevents all kinds of diseases. Plus, it carries vitamin D3. It carries vitamin A. It carries vitamin,
And you're not concerned about cholesterol, Doc, with that much butter every day?
Cholesterol is your best friend. Cholesterol does not cause plaque in the arteries. It's another lie from the medical association. Cholesterol makes up 75% of your brain weight. And if you're taking a statin drug to lower your cholesterol, you can get all these brain diseases like Parkinson's disease and that kind of stuff from the statin drugs. Also, for guys, 95% of testosterone is cholesterol, and for women, 95% of estrogen and progesterone is cholesterol. And so when people have ED and stuff like that, I like them to eat a stick of butter a day to keep the doctor away. And, of course, we have the Xeratest for men and Xerafem for women. But the butter is one of your best friends. Milk is one of your best friends. Milk is not bad. Butter is not bad. Cholesterol is your best friend. It increases your quality of life, increases the length of your life. Cholesterol is not what causes plaque in the arteries. What causes plaque in the arteries is frying with oils. That's what causes plaque in the arteries. Remember, I've done 32,000 autopsies. My thesis of 5,000 pages is in the Smithsonian Institute of National Treasure because I created the science of epigenetics to replace genetics. And so, what should I say? The doctors have missed it. Cystic fibrosis is not genetic. Muscular dystrophy is not genetic. Sudden death syndrome is not mothers laying on their baby. This is a simple nutritional deficiency disease. We put those. I won a federal court to force the baby food manufacturing to put the nutrient into baby formulas, and you don't hear about sudden death syndrome anymore because I got rid of it.
Selenium.
Yeah, you got it.
Yep. All right, Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Tom, text and tweets. What do you have this segment for Doc?
Hey, in from Ralph in Boston. Please have the doctor discuss the best way to treat a painful pulled muscle in my shoulder.
Okay. Well, again, none of the bad foods. I've gone over it many times, so I won't do it again. Get rid of all the bad foods. And per 100 pounds of body weight, you want to take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. I would also take one bottle a month per 100 pounds of body weight of the MSM. It's going to help replace and repair cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between a vertebrae, bone breaks, and bone itself, including the shoulder. And then I also want them to have our collagen peptides, one canister per month, scoop in their drink in the morning, a scoop in their drink in the afternoon. Don't forget the vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. And that's going to cover it. Anything going on with joints, whether it's the shoulder, the knee, I deal with so many professional athletes. I've helped them make $100 million in contracts by repairing shoulder problems, wrist problems. Okay, so I know how to do this.
Doc, tell us about the Immortalium, which I take.
Okay, well, Immortalium is one of those things where it kind of covers the areas that people forget. And the areas that people forget are, everybody talks about their heart, and everybody wants to talk about their liver and their brain and so forth. But actually, it's your blood vessels. And, of course, Immortalium is going to help you with inflammation in your blood vessels. It's going to help you with inflammation in the liver, the brain, your lungs. And so that's one of my favorites.
It's good stuff. I like it. I like it indeed. And just the name alone sounds like you're going to prolong your life, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we have a book that goes along with it, tells everything about it. It's called Immortality, okay, is a book. And it's, what should I say, it goes into all these people who live to be 150, 120. There are countries whose average lifespans are 120. In their population. Our average lifespan in America with the best doctors in the world, quote-unquote, is 75.
And going down.
And going down because of the COVID thing. They're missing it by a million miles.
Colleen's with us in Sarasota, New York. Hey, Colleen. Welcome to the program.
Hi, George. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Hi, Colleen.
Good.
How can we help
Good.
You?
Good. Hi, Dr. Wallach. I'm calling, first off, I don't know if George remembers, I had called a few months ago about my husband's old man smell, Nonino smell. And I talked to pharmacist Ben, and he put him on the Tangy Tangerine, Antioxidant Response, the Ultimate EFAs, and the HGH Youth Complex. And the old man smell totally went away.
All right, good. We saved your marriage.
So why I'm calling tonight is he's 6 foot, 180, 185, eats well, has had good checkups. He's having some short-term memory loss. He's been having it for a couple years, and it doesn't seem to be getting, really worse, but he just has it, and He went to a neurologist, passed all the cognitive tests. He took his blood tests, went to cardiologist, everything. He exercises. He takes D and zinc and C, along with other
Let me ask you a quick question. Is he taking any statin drugs to lower cholesterol?
No, his cholesterol is good.
Okay,
No, he's not.
Statins?
No, he's
taking no statins. Cholesterol's one of your best friends. And remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. 95% of testosterone is cholesterol. I want to add to his program our Zera test. He can take three of those twice a day. And that's the very specific nutrients necessary for the Sertoli cells in the testicles to make testosterone. Okay?
Yes, he's had ED for 20 years.
Oh, we're going to take care of that, okay? So he needs the Zera test, three of those twice a day.
Careful, though, Doc. Family show. Family show.
Three eggs twice a day with soft yolks. And then I would also have him take the, let's see here, I would have him take the HGH. He can go ahead and take three of those twice a day. That's for the brain part about usefulness and memory and all that kind of stuff.
What causes memory loss as you get older, Doc?
Well, it could be a dozen different things, George. One other thing he should probably take is our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those twice a day. That's going to help him with blood pressure.
Is that like a multiple vitamin?
No, it's actually specifically for lowering blood pressure and getting blood flow through blocked arteries in the brain, the coronary arteries in the heart, and the kidneys when you're on dialysis. It's a very specific thing. You could not just use that as a multiple. It's very, very specific. But so I like to add it to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which has 215 nutrients in it. And, you know, as people get older, they want the bigger hammer out of the toolbox as opposed to something lightweight. And so that's why we go the way we go. And we have such great results. I mean, we're in 60 countries, and so we have people, which I say, who live much longer than we Americans do because they're staying away from the bad foods. And nutritional minerals don't occur in a uniform blank around the earth, George. They occur in veins like gold and silver. So some places have a lot of minerals in the soil, and so the food grow there has lots of minerals in it. And then there's other places you can grow the same food.
And not get any. Good point. Here's that phone number again, folks, in case you miss anything. Colleen, if you missed anything he said, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We work those folks, don't we, Doc?
Oh, yeah, they're busy. I'm telling you, they are busy, and they love it. They just so enjoy working with you, George. They just are so proud to be part of the program because they are helping an enormous number of people. And I think we have 50 people who are answering the phone for you.
That's great.
Yeah, and so it's a really, really, really going gangbusters. And we have, when I do the Zoom on Friday morning for 2 hours, those same people are answering the phone there. It is like crazy.
They get no sleep. Website is criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take a short break and come back with final calls with Dr. Joel Wallach. Any trips coming up for you, Doc?
Yeah, I always have lots of them, but nothing out of the country, but certainly around the USA as things quiet down a little bit here. I'll be moving around. I'm doing more and more stuff in Zooms, and I do Zooms in the Philippines. I do Zooms in Australia. I do Zooms in Japan and China and Hong Kong and so forth. And so that's been working out very well right now. But the traveling is coming, and I'm very, very excited about it.
All right. Well, stay healthy. Doc, we'll come back and take final texts and tweets as well with the calls next. Next hour, Dr. Michael Sala joins us as we talk about the Secret Space Program, so make sure you're part of the show. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie, along with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, and we'll go to final calls as well. And Doc, if somebody's immune to COVID, would they use their plasma for some kind of antidote?
For a family member or something like that?
Yeah.
It's possible, okay, but it'll only have short-term value, okay? It's not going to be it's something you have to use on a regular basis. It's not something, you know, if somebody's in a crisis and they're dying, it'd be a good thing to give it a shot, okay? Give it a shot, you know, chance, and you might be able to save somebody doing that.
All right, let's go to Marie in Illinois on the wild card line to get us started. Hello, Marie.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My name is Maria.
Maria, okay. Yes, ma'am.
I had a few different questions for concerning my dog and just one for myself. So the two quick questions I have for my dog are, A, he's like 17 years old, going on 18. He's a rat terrier, but he can't really go up and down the steps anymore at all. And I even noticed by looking at his two hind legs that the muscle, a lot of it's gone, especially on his right side.
Okay, how much does he weigh?
I'm sorry, what?
How much does he weigh, Maria?
I don't know. I think he probably weighs anywhere from, like, 18 to 22 pounds, maybe.
Okay.
He used to weigh up to 25, but he's lost a little bit. He's, like, elderly, and he can't go up and down the steps anymore. He can't even...
Okay, is he eating regularly?
Yeah, he eats. He's on a special veterinary diet for pancreatitis that he was diagnosed with back in 2020.
Okay, so let's... and he weighs 18 pounds. Let's give him one scoop of our Arthrodex a day. Okay, if you feed him once a day, it's one scoop of Arthrodex in his food. Now, Arthrodex is a complete supplement for dogs and cats and birds and all kinds of critters and so on. I would also give him two of our EFAs a day. They're soft gel capsules with the essential fatty acids in there. And prevents blood clots and also helps with inflammation and that kind of stuff. I would also give him our plant minerals. Just get our plain bottles of liquid plant minerals and put an ounce of the plant minerals in every pint of water that you give him and put in his water dish. And he'll love it because of getting those minerals. And then I'd also give him in his food the collagen peptides. Go ahead and give him a scoop in his food every day of the collagen peptides, one scoop. And just mix it up real good in there, and he'll like it because it's made from the collagen, the cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue from fish and poultry and sheep and beef. So dogs and cats like it very much, and that's going to help rebuild, you know, his bones and stuff, even at his 17 years of age. Let's see, we can't get him to 25.
You know, it's amazing, Doc, how you really need to help supplement your pets.
Oh, yeah. They're mammals, they're vertebrates, they require the same 90 essential nutrients we do. And if I were homeless and didn't have any income, I would be eating dog food, living under the bridge, I'd be eating dog food because it has so much nutrition in it and so much science into the nutrition of dog food. I wouldn't be worried about going to the grocery store and trying to buy human food. I'd just be going through a can of dog food every day and living under the bridge. I'd outlive the doctors.
It seems like the pet food companies do a better job with mineralizing and supplementing pet food than human food.
Yeah, well, see, that was a big seller at the turn of the 20th century because pets wouldn't live very long and they would be miserable in the last months or years of their life because they're just feeding them meat, particularly dogs and cats. They just give them meat. And so when they came out with complete dog and cat foods with the 90 essential nutrients in there, that made all the difference in the world. And so instead of living to be 5 and 6, they live to be 10, 12, and people love those pet foods as a result.
We're taking your final calls with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Carlos is with us in the city by the bay, San Francisco. Hello, Carlos.
Hello. Good evening, good morning, George and Dr. Wallach. And I have two questions for Dr. Wallach, and
okay.
You know, I'm afraid of hospitals, and now that he mentioned early on in the show that a lot of deaths happen because of hospital errors, so I don't go to doctors, I don't go, but I had to go in October, and it resulted in me having to take a panel of all kinds of tests that I've never taken, and it's interesting, but, you know, I'm 6 feet, I'm about, I'm overweight, and
what does that mean? What do you weigh?
How much do you weigh, Carlos?
I weigh 265. It's funny, I have long hair, same color it's always been, except over 4 years ago, I just all of a sudden developed this thin silver streak. And my two siblings have a plethora of autoimmune disorders. I was only diagnosed with one immune disorder because of something that flared up in 2009. They gave me the prednisone. It never flared up.
Okay, well, stop.
Dermatological,
stop. Wait a minute. There's 100 autoimmune diseases. Which one do you have?
I only have the one. It's lichen planus. Okay?
Okay, is it affecting your skin?
Wait, just affected my skin, but I don't want to get off point of the two questions that I have because I know time's limited and people are waiting. The reason I bring that up is because of all the panels of tests that I was done, which was a basic metabolic panel, a CBC with a differential, and a cardiopulmonary and a hemoglobin, I was thought that I was going to have all of this bad news, and it turns out I'm in really good health. I thought I was going to have high cholesterol.
Good.
I don't. I thought I was going to have maybe pre-diabetic. I don't. But the thing is that I was told that I have a vitamin D deficiency. And what I understand, I don't understand the scaling, but I understand it was really deficient and that it's supposed to be somewhere between a 30 and 100, and mine was a 14. And then I was given a 12-week supply of a vitamin D at 50,000 IU, and I took the 11th week, and I know that it climbed up to 25. Other than that, I've just for the last year been taking supplements. That's a brand called Nature Made, the B12 zinc multivitamin for 50 plus, and a Super C vitamin with zinc, and then recently turmeric because of George Norrie. And so I've been taking those things. My two questions are this. One, what would constitute or prompt a vitamin D deficiency? And the second question is, how does diet or supplements affect ocular pressure? And the reason for that second question is because since 2008, I've been under supervision of an ophthalmologist, and I'm monitored twice a year. And the reason is because I have some kind of dispersion, which is usually associated with being what's called a glaucoma suspect. So my pressure is really good. It's been consistently good for 15 years, so it may just be that I will just always be a suspect, which is what my ophthalmologist says. But, and I should also point out that when I got diagnosed with lichen planus, the dermatologist never mentioned anything about diet or supplement. They just want to give you the prednisone and hope for the best, and that's it.
Yeah, well, they don't get that. But let's talk about the second part first, the ocular issue, Doc.
Okay, sure. Okay, do you have any ringing in your ears, Carlos? Hello,
never.
Carlos?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have any ringing or tinnitus in your ears?
No.
Okay, do you have any vertigo or dizziness?
No.
Okay. Let's see here. Are you losing vision or are you just getting pressure in your eye?
I have no pressure. My exams are always perfect, and they have been for 15 years.
Okay, so why are we talking about your eyes?
Because my question was a basic general question as to, does vitamins, supplements, or diet in any way contribute to ocular pressure variations?
Okay. Well, first of all, you have to appreciate that one of the most common reasons for glaucoma is osteoporosis of the skull, which squeezes the optic nerve, the optic artery, and the optic vein, and it causes pressure to build up in the eye. And doctors want to tell you, you've got glaucoma, we got to do surgery, and blah, 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 but it's actually just osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the optic nerve, optic artery and the optic vein that squeezes the 12 pairs of cranial nerves. We actually have a book out called It's All in Your Head. It covers those 12 cranial nerves that are squeezed when you get osteoporosis of the skull. Very common. You can be a teenager and get out. You can be a newborn baby and have osteoporosis of the skull. Now, vitamin D3 deficiency can happen many ways. If you're not in the sun, half naked for several hours a day, and you're depending on getting it from your food or supplements, you got to be gluten-free. Absolutely no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat butter, oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And so this is something that people forget, that vitamin D3, and of course we have vitamin D3 capsules. We have our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack with 215 nutrients in it. And we have our collagen peptides, which also you want to take a scoop of that in your breakfast drink and a scoop in your dinner drink. And don't forget the vitamin D3. go ahead and take three of those twice a day, or capsules, and you'll do fine. But you got to stay away from the bad stuff so you can maximize absorption capacity, very important. And you need these things every day, just like you need oil in your car every day. You don't just put oil in your car for, you know, 1 week and then take it out and just put dirt from Texas in there and hope that there's some oil in there. Most people, even if you live in Florida or Louisiana or New Mexico or Arizona, they don't sit out in the sun for 4 hours naked 3 days a week. They sit in the shade and watch the grandkids or fish, but they sit in the shade or take an umbrella with them when they go fishing so they can sit in the shade. And so you really have to proactively work to get the vitamin D3, even though it's around you all the time. Most people don't actually do the right things to get enough. And so
a lot of people deficient with vitamin D, too, aren't
they? A lot of people are deficient in vitamin D3 because they don't sit out in the sun. Okay, now I do that twice a day because I'm, you know, right now we're doing all these Zooms and everything. So twice a day I'll sit out in the sun for a half hour in Southern California, and I take my shirt off and everything like that. Even when it's 60 degrees, I'll take my shirt off and roll my pants legs up to my knees and face the sun. And then I take the vitamin D3 capsules, three of those twice a day on top of that, and I take all the other stuff, the collagen peptides, and I take the Beyond Osteo FX, and I take the MSM, and everything that I need to do to build up all my bone and connective tissue, and including skin and artery walls and vein walls and the skull and so forth. You got to work at this. And so vitamin D3 is one of the very important vitamins. We need 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, and vitamin D3 is one of the important 16 vitamins.
Doc, do you exercise at your age?
I walk 3 miles a day, George. And
that's a lot. Here.
Yeah, I walk 3 miles a day, and I think that's my main exercise. That's what I do. I walk 3 miles.
Good
a
for
day.
You, Tommy. You got a text and tweet for Doc. What do you have?
Yeah, we sure do, Doc. Cedric from Atlanta. He would like to know the absolute fastest way to get his blood pressure down.
Oh, that's easy. Okay, from Georgia. Okay. Per 100 pounds of body weight, because we don't have that information, so per 100 pounds of body weight, you need to get rid of all the bad foods so you can absorb the stuff. Then he needs one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. He needs one bottle of MSM per 100 pounds of body weight, so he can take three of those twice a day. He needs one canister of the collagen peptides, so he can take a scoop of that at breakfast, a scoop at dinner. And the secret sauce specifically for high blood pressure, okay, that's his interest, right? This is blood pressure. What he wants to do is take 2 bottles a month for 100 pounds of body weight of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets in addition to everything else. That's not by itself, but it's in addition to everything else. And take three of those tablets at breakfast and three at dinner time. And they're going to support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, even if you have coronary artery disease and blocked arteries in the brain. All these sort of things going on with memory and headaches and heart disease and angina on your heart and so forth, and the doctors want to do bypass surgery, and they want to put in stents and all this kind of stuff. Give me 90 days on this program, and the odds are he won't need any of that surgery.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. He's on every 6 weeks. The next 3 weeks, pharmacist Ben Fuchs will be with us, and then 3 weeks after that, Doc Wallach will be back with us as well as we get rolling into 2022. Let's keep our fingers crossed, Doc, for a healthy 2022. What do you think?
I think we're going to make it happen. People are ready to do something, and I think we're going to move forward here. We've been doing this for 50 years, so we have a long, long list of experience with some very famous people. I have a lot of new CDs out where I can tell the stories of a lot of these famous people, athletes and professional athletes, Olympic athletes, very famous political people and so forth, and pastors and rabbis and things. They have all these terrible diseases, and we put them on our programs, and it all went away.
Well, keep helping people, Doc. Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, the Secret Space Program.